News and information programs are made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Jason Croft is our technical director today. It's 12:30, time for AM 580 News. Here with the newscast, Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. The election isn't until November, but already voters overseas and others who cast absentee ballots have begun making their choices. That means some ballots have obviously already been printed and mailed. However, as Amanda Vinicky reports, there's concern the ballots for Illinois may have to be redone.
Illinois' lieutenant governor and some others say a question on the ballot is misleading. They say it encourages voters to choose no on the question about if Illinois needs to hold a constitutional convention. A lawsuit has been filed, and a hearing on the matter is scheduled for tomorrow in Cook County. Director of the Illinois State Board of Elections, Dan White, says he's hoping the court will consider the difficulties that would arise with any last-minute changes.
So the closer and closer it gets to the election, the more problematic that becomes.
White says he's taking no position on the controversy. He says the board and election authorities throughout Illinois will wait for the court's decision and directions on how to proceed. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
And that hearing is actually taking place this afternoon in Chicago. An older couple from Danville has died after a fire swept through their home early this morning. Vermillion County Coroner Peggy Johnson says 73-year-old Joanne White died at their home on Woodridge Drive just before 5 o'clock this morning. Her husband, 75-year-old Lloyd White, died a short time later at a hospital emergency room. Authorities don't yet know what caused the fire. The Danville Fire Department, the State Fire Marshal's Office, and the Vermillion County Coroner's Office all say they're investigating. A couple from Hoopston will spend the next 18 months on probation for chaining their mentally disabled niece to a bed. Vermillion County Judge Nancy Fahey also sentenced Barbara and Ronald Schwartz to 25 hours of community service. Both pleaded guilty yesterday to unlawful restraint. Barbara Schwartz told the court that she and her husband made a bad decision when they chained 43-year-old Paula Schwartz to the bed by her ankle with a dog chain and padlock. The couple say they chained her up while they went to a doctor's appointment. Police found Paula Schwartz back in March. A bottle of water and the coffee can that served as her toilet were found near her on the floor. The city of Springfield's budget is getting shredded by high gasoline prices. Police there have already spent three-quarters of their budget for gasoline, although half the budget year remains. Springfield's Fire and Public Works departments likewise have spent more than 60% of their fuel budgets. Budget and Finance Committee Director Ken Crutcher warned yesterday that the City Council's Finance Committee, the department heads, probably will be asking for more money for the next couple of months to make it through the year. Alderman Denny Cimarosa says the city has tried to reduce gas costs by asking employees using city vehicles to carpool and reduce the time spent idling. Cimarosa says the city will have to look for other ways to cut gasoline consumption. Two candidates who are vying to become Indiana's next superintendent of public instruction staked out some positions during a debate last night but found they agree on some issues. Republican Tony Bennett says he'd get tough on discipline because no student or teacher should have to accept classroom distractions. He's highlighted that issue in TV commercials with Republican Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, who has proposed giving teachers legal immunity for actions such as restraining a student involved in a fight. Democrat Richard Wood says that if he was the state school's chief, he'd create a user-friendly State Department of Education to help school districts. Both Wood and Bennett said last night in Bloomington, Indiana, that they want to find more money to expand full-day kindergarten. Both also agree that local schools should not be forced into consolidating. Former Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards will visit Indiana University next month as he resumes public speaking following his admission back in August of an extramarital affair. The Indiana Memorial Union Board says Edwards will speak at the IU Auditorium November 11th, a week after Election Day. Edwards will talk about what the election results mean for the country. The 2004 Democratic vice presidential nominee last month canceled all of his speaking engagements until after the election, saying he didn't want to distract from the presidential election and Democratic nominee Barack Obama. One of those canceled appearances was to be at the University of Illinois. Edwards has not publicly spoken since acknowledging that he had an extramarital affair in 2006. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for today's broadcast comes from the licensed professionals at Body Therapy Shop, dedicated to helping clients relieve stress-induced muscle or joint pain with therapeutic massage, body work, and physical therapy services. Located in the Lincoln Square Village, Urbana, with more information on the web at bodytherapyshop.com.
It's 12:35. Let's check in now with meteorologist Ed Kieser. Hi, Ed.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
All right. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Well, here we are in the middle of the week. What does the weekend look like?
Not too bad. We may have a few showers around on Sunday. There may even be a few up north Saturday, but not looking like widespread rain and not heavy rain. And temperatures will be getting a little bit warmer. So not bad at all. I wouldn't cancel any outdoor plans. In fact, I'd probably be looking forward to them.
Yeah. Good opportunity to get outside while it's comfortable.
Yeah, well, it's still at least relatively comfortable before winter sets in, which it's still a ways off, although this is the first